seen on earth. Who can grasp the infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty.
Exciting day of Confirmation Sunday for our eighth graders. Very important day. They've worked hard the last 3 years to come to this point, and praise the Lord. I just have a couple announcements to go over here. There's a whole lot to read. I'm just going to mention a couple things regarding, first, our bathrooms. We're having a remodel project going on the women's bathroom just in the Sunday school wing. So that means the two bathrooms that are in the narthex, the entryway here, those are both for the ladies, all right? One usually was men's, but they're both women's. The men's is down the Sunday school wing where it says the men's bathroom. So just so you're aware of that. Otherwise, regarding our, this is more for the congregation here, our church pictorial directory, we're doing a new one here the 1st of May. There's a lot of announcements in there about that, so please read the different groups, the Sunday school classes next Sunday. Be taking pictures of all of those. This Tuesday, ladies, you're doing the program at the Care Center, 2 o'clock, so if you can help with that, there's a sign-up sheet out there. And lastly, since we don't have our time of joys and concerns today, then I need to make a couple of announcements about that. I think most of you know that Larry Zabe passed away this last Tuesday, early in the morning, unexpectedly. So his visitation is here this evening from 5 to 7, the prayer service at 7, his funeral service, memorial service is tomorrow morning here at 11. I also wanted to announce Bruce Kunze. He's not from our church, but his family is. This is Emily Melhoff's father. He passed away on Friday morning. He lives up at Flandreau, so the services are up there. A Tuesday evening visitation, it's at Our Savior Lutheran Church, and then be a Wednesday morning 10:30 funeral there for him. Lastly, if you just continue prayers for Teresa Newhart, she had a pretty extensive back surgery a week and a half ago, and it's been a difficult recovery so far. They're trying to manage the pain and had to take her up to Parkston Hospital last night, where she is. They admitted her. So prayers for Earl and Teresa especially, as well as all the other names listed in the bulletin. But the rest of the announcements, I will let you read as you have time. So let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've made. It's a beautiful day, a beautiful morning for April 14th. And how exciting to gather here with family and friends on this day, this very important day for our eighth graders, as they profess their faith in you, Jesus. And as we're going to sing shortly, to you, Lord God, be all the glory for the great things you have done, for the great things you are doing in all of our lives by the power of the Spirit of the living God and in our hearts and in our minds. So we ask your blessing upon this service. I pray for the eighth graders, Lord, that you'd settle their hearts and minds with your peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. And most of all, Father, we ask for your wonderful presence to fill this place with your power and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So our opening hymn is number 56, and guessing we don't have any words yet, is that correct? Sorry about that. Visitors, usually this all works just pretty well every Sunday. Every once in a while we run into a glitch like today, and not much can be done. Turn it on tomorrow and it'll probably all work fine. But that's how it is. So we'll stand together. You have to use your hymnals, number 56. To God be the glory, great things he has done.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice.
parents, you may be seated. If Emmalyn and Autumn want to come up, please. So the first part of this day, intermixed with the service, they'll be reading their faith statements to you, which they work on throughout the year. And you'll see a pattern here of first about God the Father, then the Word of God, then Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the church, the sacraments. In there will be their favorite verse. In there will be how they have come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So Emmalyn Heckenleibel is going to read slowly first.
My grandma Belva loved going to church. She loved singing and praising God. She would always read her Bible and try to teach us about God. She always told us to put God first over everything else. My grandma always told us that no matter what, love God with all your heart. God is loving, caring, omnipotent, and those are only a couple of his very many attributes. God is my Savior, saving me from all the sin that we can't get rid of on our own. The Bible is very important. It is the Word of God, and it tells us God's rules for us, even though we can't fulfill them perfectly like we are made to do. We need to read the Bible, study it, and meditate on it day and night. We also need to preach it and teach it to others. And finally, we need to obey the Word of God. God put the Ten Commandments in the Bible for a reason, so that we know what he did and wants us to do and not to do. Reading the Bible that God gave us also led me to find my favorite Bible verse, which is Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. God is my Lord and Savior. He has a mission to fulfill, and that mission was to save us from our own sins. He is God's one and only Son who is sent for us. As John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Holy Spirit is a very important part of God's plan with me. By having the Holy Spirit point me in the right direction that God wants me to go, and being God's mark of guarantee for us, the Holy Spirit comforts me, helps me, and strengthens me in the Word of God. If it weren't for the Holy Spirit, many people would not be going in the right direction, even though they say that they believe in God and live a very Christian lifestyle. God continues to use the Holy Spirit to this day, and I hope he can use him in your life too. The church isn't just a place to listen to our pastor talk about Jesus and what he did and went through for us. It is a place to strengthen your faith in him and learn more about him. And the people in your congregation become more than the people you know. They become like another family to you, especially with this church. We all take care of each other and pray with them and for them when in a time of need. So I think it is important to have a church membership and to make it stronger by loving Jesus as he loved and died for you. I'm excited to become a member of this local church. Baptism and the Lord's Supper. These are two sacraments that God has given to us. Baptism symbolizes the washing away of sins and the washing of rebirth. Baptism is not our salvation. It was a very important step that my parents took when I was a baby. I was baptized here at Salem Reformed Church on June 27, 2010. The Lord's Supper is to be washed with Christ's blood and shows that he forgives our sin. The bread represents Christ's body and the wine represents his blood. He is assuring us with these that our sins are being washed away, though we can't see it. He is washing away our sins and forgiving us of our wrongdoing. As I am standing before you today, I want to tell you about my faith in Christ. I prayed to accept Jesus into my heart on June 17, 2021 during our VBS week. The theme of that week was Mystery Island. Pastor Mike led us in a prayer during our Bible lesson time, and I went home that night and wrote the date down on a sticky note that I put on my bulletin board in my bedroom. I'm so happy that Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
All right, you can sit here for now. Thank you, Emmalyn. Very good. Autumn Ramos.
God is the creator of heaven and earth and everything in it. God is perfect in all his ways. God knows everything and has the power to do all things. He is everywhere, and I know he is with me when I'm at my school, when I'm at my games, when I'm at home. He is with me wherever I go. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to save us. The Bible is God's word and God's word only. We are not supposed to add or to take away from it. There are 66 books in the Bible. The 39 books in the Old Testament teach us the word was made and how the people of Israel came to be. The 27 books in the New Testament teach us all about Jesus and how he saves us from our sins. My favorite Bible verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, not consumed by his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. It reminds me to ask for forgiveness, and that way I can start anew every day. Jesus is the Son of God who became the Savior of the world. He suffered and died on the cross for our sins. He is the way, the truth, and the life. While I was at Rainbow Bible Camp in the third grade, I asked Jesus into my heart. I believe in Jesus and know that I will not perish but have eternal life. I want to try my best to live for him in all my ways. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and he is the helper and teacher. The Holy Spirit teaches us to live for more like Jesus. When we receive Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we receive the fruit of the Spirit, that are love, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. The church is a place where believers gather together to worship. We become a family of God to help and pray for each other. We all learn together as we grow in our faith. We should show Jesus or God's love everywhere we go outside of church, too. I am excited to become a member of Shaman Reformed Church. The two holy sacraments are baptism and the Lord's Supper. I was baptized here as an infant on January 10, 2010, when my parents made a promise to raise me to know God. Today I will take the Lord's Supper for the first time as I confirm my faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. The Lord's Supper reminds us of the sacrifice Jesus made for us. While taking the Lord's Supper, we are supposed to take time to look at our lives and ask for God's help to live our lives so we are pleasing to him.
Thank you, Autumn. Very good. You can go back to your seats. Very good, girls. So we always have a Kingdom Kids time, which we still do today. So if there's some kids that want to come up and sit on the steps, and Anne is here, come on down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think I'm on. Well, good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Today is a very special day, isn't it? What is it?
Confirmation Sunday.
That's right, Confirmation Sunday. You know, someday that's going to be you up here, right? And it's very exciting to look forward to. What did I bring with me today?
Newspaper.
A newspaper. Do you know that my husband, Mike, Pastor Mike, likes to read the newspaper every single day? And we like to really read the Courier because it tells all about you guys. But how do we get this newspaper anyway? Does it just like show up? We get it in the mail, don't we? So somebody has to put it in the mail. And where does it go before that person puts it in the mail? How does that person get it? It comes, somebody brings it, right? They bring the newspapers from Freeman, this one, Yankton, Sioux Falls. They bring a big bundle of newspapers and take it to the the post office, and then that person has to put it in your mailbox, or they deliver it if you live in the country, right, or get your mail. Somebody has to deliver the news. And we know, and sometimes in these papers, we have a lot of good news, right? Good news to read. But there's also bad news sometimes, right? Things that happen and not so good news. But do you know what? Jesus came and he traveled all over the world. I mean, all over where he lived, to many towns and villages. And he was telling everyone about the good news. The good news that God has forgiven us and that we could be closer to God. He was telling everybody that. And you need to repent and turn your heart to God. And that was the good news, right? And he also told them how much God loved them, healed them. Wonderful things. Jesus was the deliverer of that. Today, as we watch and listen to our confirmation kids, even the first two that went, Autumn and Emery, they were telling the good news about how they came to know God. Do you remember? They both told of when they got saved. And that is the good news. And they told a bunch of other stuff about the good news. All about God, all about heaven, all about forgiving us, saving us. That is the good news. They are the carriers today of that good news to all of us. But do you think it's just for them? They are not the only ones that want to carry the good news. You know, when Jesus went to heaven, when he ascended into heaven, his last words were, go into all the world and share about God and share about his forgiveness and share about all I've showed you. All of us. So then that makes all of us the carriers. Just like the newspaper person has to be the carrier, we, as boys and girls and all of our parents, we have to be the carriers. We have to tell somebody about the good news. Because if that carrier doesn't deliver, if they don't deliver this newspaper, we don't get it, right? And if we don't tell others about the good news of heaven and of Jesus and of God, somebody may not hear it. So are we going to be carriers of God's good news? We are. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for giving us Jesus, and Jesus for giving us all the good news of you and all you've done and of everything and everything in the Old Testament that we learned. So good, Lord. And we thank you for these confirmation students today as they're showing what they have learned deeply in the last 3 years, Lord, of their lives. They've given up time to come to church every week and to learn more about you, Father. And we thank you for them. And we thank you that we want to be just like that too. Even though we're not of age yet to be in confirmation, we are still getting fed the word of God at home and at church and Sunday school. And thank you that we can be carriers of your good news to others around us. Bless these boys and girls wherever they go. Help their light to shine for you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Papers are on the piano there, the piano. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Anne. All right, Ashlyn and Luke, if you want to come, please. Okay. Yeah, you can just set them there. Yeah. Ashlyn Derby.
I never really knew why I went to church or why I got baptized. I never used to listen to Pastor Mike's sermon. I always used to just draw and sleep on my mom's shoulder. But when I got older, I started to listen and expand in my strength in God. It's good to have a strong bond with God because he is holy and very loving. Without the Bible is God's words. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. The Bible is without any mistakes. God's word is still present today and is alive and full of power. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Greek. The Bible was first translated into the English language in 1382 by John Wycliffe. I am thankful for the sacrifices that he has made for us. To me, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He can forgive all of our sins. Jesus showed the way we should live our lives. I remember praying more than once to ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, but the most recent time was on Easter Sunday morning, March 31st, 2024, in church, when we prayed the prayer of salvation together. I know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity. He is God. Catechism question 25 asks, since there is more but one God, why do you speak of three? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The answer says, because that is how God has revealed himself in his word. These three distinct persons are one true eternal God. I am thankful for the Holy Spirit because he is my comforter, counselor, and strengthener. Being a member of the church is important. By being a church member, I'm showing my faith in God and showing that I want to grow closer to him. It means that you are making your love for him stronger. This local church was founded by Reverend Jacob Orth in 1882. That means our church is 142 years old. The head of the church is Jesus Christ, and I'm excited to become a member of this local church today. We have two sacraments that we celebrate. They are baptism and the Lord's Supper. I was baptized here at Sam Reformed Church on July 18, 2010. I don't remember much that day, but my parents promised to raise me to know the Lord in this church. As I take the Lord's Supper for the first time today, I know that the bread represents the body of Christ and the wine represents the blood of Christ. I'm excited and honored to be taking the Lord's Supper today as I think about all that Jesus has done for me on the cross. My favorite Bible verse is Luke 18:1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never give up. This verse is saying that we should never give up, and when we pray, we should trust in God as he will do great things for us.
Okay, thank you, Ashley. Thank you. All right, Luke.
My way of coming to know Christ was right in this church. It was in VBS when we were doing a prayer of confession 5 years ago. I'm thankful to be telling you today about my faith in Christ. God is all-knowing, the almighty creator. God is perfect in all aspects. God loves us more than we can imagine. God is all-powerful and merciful. He is the one and only God. He sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die for our sins. The Bible is our way of learning about God. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. The Bible has no error. God's word is living and active. The Bible is one of our connections with God, and through learning from him, I will be a better person. My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is my favorite Bible verse because it shows that if you fully trust in him, he will guide you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Jesus called many things, such as amazing, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Alpha and Omega. I know him as my Savior. In John 14:6, it states, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's our way to have a relationship with God. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, comforter, helper, strengthener. The Holy Spirit is God's mark of guarantee, showing that I am God's property. We need the Holy Spirit or we'll not inherit the kingdom of God. As it states in Galatians 5:19-21, the acts of flesh are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, adultery and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we need the Holy Spirit to guide us to inherit the kingdom of God. Church is the main way to praise God. We praise him by singing hymns and praying to him. We have all had the word of God planted in us, and we need to be humble and teachable to accept his word. I'm taught about God every time I go to church. The church is a community of members praising God together. Today I'm excited to become a member of Salem Reformed Church, and I hope to be a faithful member. Sacraments are a remembrance of Jesus. First, baptism. It symbolizes the wiping away of sins and marking a new creation. I was baptized in the First Reformed Church in Platte, South Dakota on April 18, 2010. This was not my salvation, but it was a very important step that my parents took when they promised to raise me to know the Lord. Second is the Lord's Supper. It is the partaking of the remembrance of Jesus. The bread represents Christ's body, and the wine represents his blood. Sacraments are holy signs and seals for us to see. They were instituted by God so that by our use of them, he might make us understand more clearly the promise of the gospel and might put a seal on that promise. To forgive our sins and give us eternal life by grace alone, because Christ's one sacrifice finished on the cross. I'm excited about being able to have the Lord's Supper for my very first time today.
Thank you, Luke and Ashlyn. Very good. Mia, if you want to come, I'm going to read a scripture verse here first. We aren't passing the offering plates today. We have there's an offering pulpit, if you want to call it that, right in the back there before those double doors. There's a cross shape on it, and that's the slot where we put our offerings in. But Proverbs 22:6, this is from the Amplified Bible, says this: train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's a wonderful, wonderful promise. Mia is from Tripp Delmont School. She's a freshman over there, right? And the girls all know her through, I think, 4-H archery. So they had wanted Mia to sing. Now, I'm guessing we don't have any accompaniment. Is that right? Okay. But Mia is bold enough and brave enough to sing this a cappella. Thank you.
Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook, and I feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you, Mia. Was that beautiful? She did not need an accompaniment track, did she? Thank you. That was beautiful. Let's stand and we'll sing the doxology, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts.
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, we do praise you with everything that is within us. As we listen to the words of that beautiful hymn, Lord, you are great. You are almighty God. And it's our privilege and joy to bring our offerings before you, your throne this day for the work of your kingdom, for such important work as this with these eighth graders and our sixth, seventh, and eighth graders in the confirmation process in the life of this church. So thank you for taking these gifts and multiplying them for the work of your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Hannah and Emery, if you want to come, please.
When I was younger, I went to my uncle's office, and he tried to teach me about God, but I never listened. I was only there for the gumballs. When I got older, I listened more to my uncle. I learned about God. God is my heavenly Father. He saves me every time I'm sad or angry, and he calms me down. God is the one true God, and there is no one else. But the Bible is the word of God. The Holy Spirit inspired men of old to write the Bible. The Bible is without any mistakes. The word of God is loving and teaching. It is important that we obey God's word and read it and study it, because it is life to us. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus had a mission to accomplish, and he made the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus is called a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus helps me through everything that I have been through. The first time that I remember asking Jesus into my heart was during vacation Bible school when I was in fifth grade. That was the most important decision I've ever made in my life. The Holy Spirit helps me in my family and my friends. The Holy Spirit is God's mark of guarantee, showing that we are God's property. The Holy Spirit is my comforter and helper. The Holy Spirit helps me when I'm struggling with things and when I just want to give up. He reminds me not to give up. Christ is the head of the church. Two words can be described a church member. The first word is saved, the second word is faithful. These two things are not an option. Church is the best place to be when you want to worship God. I'm happy to become a member of this local church, and I want to be faithful to serve the Lord out here. There are two sacraments. There are baptism and the Lord's Supper. A sacrament is a form of religion act that is sacred as a symbol of spiritual reality. I was baptized here at Salem Reformed Church on September 19, 2010. At this time, my dad and mom made a promise to God to raise me in the church, and they kept those promises. I'm looking forward to having the communion for the first time today. It'll be very meaningful to me as I think about all that Jesus has done for me, and I want to try my best to live for him. My favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. This verse reminds me that God is always with me, no matter what happens.
Thank you, Hannah. Very nice. And Emery gets to wrap it up. Okay.
God is the creator of the whole world and everything in it. He is the light of the world. Without him, the world would be dark and lonely. God is eternal with no beginning and no end. He is always with us to guide us and protect us. The Bible is the true word of God that was written by people that God had chosen. There are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, which first was written in Hebrew, and 27 in the New Testament, which first written in Greek. Each book of the Bible is important about teaching us how we should live our lives. We should never change anything that God has written in the Bible. My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is my favorite Bible verse because it is not about what I think, but it is all about what God knows. I will always trust him and acknowledge him. Jesus, the Son of God, who was born of the Virgin Mary. He was born perfect. Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins. Today, I am confirming my faith as my Lord and Savior. I was in third grade when I asked Jesus into my heart at Rainbow Bible Camp. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity in our lives to be with our helper. The Holy Spirit empowers us with spiritual gifts and talents. As I grow more in my faith, I am hoping to learn about my spiritual gifts will be. The church is a building where believers gather to worship and serve the Lord. Like Pastor Mike teaches, it is our life-saving station. We gather together and share his love with each other, and we should extend God's love for everyone we meet. The body of Christ also makes up the church. There are two holy sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion. I was baptized here as an infant on January 10, 2010, when my parents made a promise to raise me in this church. Holy Communion is a sacrament where people eat and drink bread of the cup to remind us of the unlimited sacrifice Jesus made for all of us. It is a time for us to expand our hearts and praise him for sending his son. As I am confirming my faith today, I am excited to take Holy Communion for the first time and continue to grow in my faith.
Thank you, Autumn. Very good, all of you. Yeah, you can go back to your seats. All right, so just a couple minutes more here, and then we'll get the kids up here, okay? No. I want to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 13, just four verses. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Thessalonica, and he said, "You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe." Amen. So just a couple thoughts on this. Not a whole sermon, that's why I put exhortation in the bulletin, because we got a lot to go through yet. But the Apostle Paul, we see his heart towards these were new believers at this church in the city of Thessalonica. And it's the heart of God for them, it's the heart of God for us, for these eighth graders as they grow in their faith. I didn't read verse 6, but I want to just read it here quick now as he's speaking to them. He said, "We could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children." And then he goes on, "We loved you so much." If we come down to verse 11 there, he talks about a father in the first verse, part of verse 11. "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children." So you see the father and the mother involved in the life of this church spiritually. And so, as we often use the phrase, it takes a village, right, to raise our children. It takes a church community to raise our children and youth to know the Lord. And father, mother, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, we all have a part in this process and even beyond. It's so important. But just three points here. We see God's heart in this. And number one, the word to encourage you. It's what he says there. As a father deals with his own children, encouraging what? To live lives worthy of God. I like the Amplified version there. It says, to live lives of honor, of moral courage, and personal integrity. Those are some pretty strong words, powerful words that we need now more than ever in our lives. Lives of honor, moral courage, and personal integrity. I looked back in our centennial book of the church just to get the year on this, because every year these kids, they are so nervous. And they're, when they get their questions of what they're going to have coming up here, I can't do this. What if I'm sick? My phrase on that is, then you'll do it next Sunday by yourself. I can't do this, Pastor Mike. I'm always like, kids have been doing this for 100 years. And actually, since 1885 in this church is how far it goes back. So that's 139 years. It's what I tell them. You can do it. You can do it. And there's, if we think about that 139 years of the past of just this local church, we know Hebrews 12, it speaks about that we're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, right? And he tells us we are to run the race that he has set before us with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, right? And so I think one part of that great cloud of witnesses is those who have gone on before and lived their lives on this earth. And this is just the picture in my mind, as if they could look over the grandstand of heaven and see this day in your lives, you eighth graders. It is important. To comfort you was the second thing Paul said to these new believers and for us today. When you face difficult times and decisions, and several of the faith statements alluded to that, I want to, Ashlyn's favorite verse, Luke 18:1, where Jesus was teaching this parable that what? They should always pray and never give up. That's important, isn't it, as we live our lives? And third, to urge you. So to encourage you, that's what we're doing for these young people. To comfort them when they need it, to urge them to live lives worthy of God. We know in this world in which we live, and it's always been, there's just different things that try to pull us away from God. And now it's as much as all the technology can be wonderful when it works, it can also cause a lot of trouble. And we all know that. And these kids, they face a lot of challenges with that stuff. Paul said in Romans, I urge you in view of God's mercy to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And lastly, we receive God's word as it is. It is the truth. And Paul commended these people in Thessalonica that when they came there, they preached the word of God to these people for probably the very first time. He said, you did not receive it as the word of men, but as it actually is the word of God. And it was then and it is today. This is the infallible, inerrant, perfect, inspired word of God. And so we learn it. We depend on it. Thank you, parents, grandparents, those that helped answer the journal questions that these kids did throughout this year. I always enjoy reading those. It's a big part of this eighth grade year especially. So God bless you all. All right, are we switching a CD or anything or not? Some years we do that. I don't know if had you thought about that, but we're going to.